So we enable retailers to take digital payments. So we enable retailers all across the country. We're present in every state. We've got about 350,000 retailers. Consumers come into those retail touch points and with their cash and convert that into digital transactions. That can be paying a utility bill, that can be sending money to a family member, that can be putting money into their bank account. So we facilitate that last mile infrastructure between the consumer and the banks. And now, because of demonetization that happened last year, we're starting to do more and more cash out transactions. So consumers who want to get access to their bank account and get access that into a digital cash format. So about 60 to 70% of our transaction in every month come from SMS. The retailer types in a short code onto an SMS. Pure SMS, not even leveraging USSD. So basic form factor, simple feature phones. So we have that. Smartphones are growing in penetration in India. So that's becoming a more and more important for our retail base. And we also have a web portal for the PC based retailers, but predominantly SMS based. Yeah, it's a B2B to C play. We service the retailers then resell our services to their consumers. So a consumer will walk into a convenience store with cash to pay their bill. The retailer takes that cash, sends us an SMS message, pay Foo's bill of 500 rupees for their electric bill this month. We send a digital receipt to both the consumer and to the retailer, and the transaction's done sub-second. So consumers, the retailer is the one that we service. We have all the KYC data on them. We've been operational for over 7 years now, and we've touched over 200 million phone numbers in India. That ranges from doing a simple top-up, to doing a domestic remittance or even a cash-out. So consumers are the consumers of the retailers, We view our customer as that retailer. But to date, we've touched over 200 million phone numbers. So think about our transactions are remote transactions, where cash doesn't really work. That's where cash has to travel a distance. So we started our business doing airtime in satellite television. Then a few years later, we expanded into domestic remittance. Now we do air travel, bus travel, all kinds of hotel bookings. We just launched an assisted e-commerce, so the consumer can come into the shop. Internet penetration in India is still sub 30%. So if a consumer wants to buy online, they can come into our shop, browse the catalog online, pay in cash, and have the goods delivered to them. We also do cash out, so if the customer has a debit card, they can put it into one of our payment terminals, do a chip and pin transaction, and withdraw cash. So, you know, we think of ourselves as an aggregator of all the financial services that a consumer wants to do, but leveveraging the assisted model of a retailer, helping them through that process. So all of our transactions go through a bank. So we're really a last mile facilitator to the banks. We work with over 11 banks, depending on what service it is. We also leverage the banks to do cash collection and convert the cash into a digital format. So the banks really view us as a last mile provider. And we enable them to do cash collection that they couldn't do cost effectively. If you think about India, there's about 200,000 bank branches, but over 600,000 cities. So lots of cities are unserviced by the traditional banking infrastructure, and we're facilitating that last mile to them. So since demonetization, our processing volume is up over 400%. I mean, it's been an amazing growth as people now understand what digital payments are, So you have more retailers who want to come on board to offer it to the consumer, but also the consumer's level of knowledge about digital payments and wanting to put money into a bank account or withdraw from a bank account is growing every month. 99% of our transactions are retailer assisted. We have some customers who will put money into their consumer wallet and do the transaction themselves, but that's a small percentage of the overall market. So retailer assisted is our primary focus. And now in India, with the India Stack coming, more and more consumers are going to start to pay for their everyday goods via digital. So most of our transactions, you're not buying that bottle of water from the Kirana shop. That's still happening in cash, Or buying shampoo or buying food. That's still a face-to-face transaction happening in cash. But we're seeing a big growth in the transaction for face-to-face actually happening. So as that grows, we'll continue to ride that and offer more payment services to those retailers. And then this year we've launched our big data initiative with our retailers. We've got a nice transaction history with them, so we know what their credit profile looks like. And we're leveraging that with our banking partners to be able to offer these retailers micro loans for working capital to run their everyday business. And then we facilitate the collection of the loan repayments for the banks. So again, we're not doing it off our own balance sheet. We're leveraging the banks to do it. But the banks see us as a way to get a credit score, if you will, for these retailers, as well as a way to do cash collection in a cost-effective manner. Clean loans, exactly. So they're done leveraging the transaction history. We know what kind of business the retailer is doing on a regular basis. You can think of it like Square Capital is doing, right? They're leveraging that transaction data to do it. We're doing that in India. We work with all the major banks. So we've got accounts and services with all of them. As banks have different focuses in different regions, but also in different products, it just depends on which product category it is. So we leverage all of that.
RuPay.
Correct. Yeah. So we accept RuPay cards. We use UPI and the IMPS infrastructure of the India stack in order to do domestic remittance as well as face-to-face. We use the Aadhaar card to do KYC of both our retailers and the customers. And as you see the QR codes start to come out and be more prevalent, we'll start to leverage that as well for our retailers and give them access to the plethora of different means to take payments. And the exciting one that's coming up, they've been rolling out biometric-based cash out.
Right.
So now you can do an iris scan or you can do a thumbprint and actually do a withdrawal. That's Aadhaar-based payments that we're rolling out. So now we're not taking any services from the payments bank, but we're not against
competing?
They're competing more with the banks, right? We're just facilitating transactions. We're a transaction engine for the bank and a cash collection engine for the bank. So the payments banks are competing with the banks because they're wanting to hold deposits and make money off of that float and to give loans off of their float. We're not in that space. We're purely transactional based. Well, the growth rate that you saw during demonetization hasn't continued, but the awareness of it and the continued use of it is happening. So in our network, we've seen a doubling of what consumers are doing digitally post demonetization. And now, like I was saying with the cash out, because of demonetization, we're now allowed to, by the RBI, to do cash out. You can start to see the retailers' spin on working capital go much faster because they're taking in cash for domestic remittance with one group of customers and they're selling that same cash to the next group of customers for a cash out. So the spin on working capital, that cash that they have, is much faster. We've seen those kind of retailers see their processing volume grow 2 to 3x just because they're offering this cash out facility. Sure. So the retailer earns a commission on every transaction they generate, depending on the economics of that transaction. So we aggregate all these services on behalf of the retailer, and then whatever fees we collect from either the bank, so for cash out, it's a bank charge, a reverse interchange. For airtime, we earn a commission from the airlines. We share that with the retailer, and they make money on the processing volume that they generate. We're seeing lots of growth. I mean, this year has been a dramatic growth year for us post-demonetization. Domestic remittance going up as people move away from cash-based remittances to digital-based remittances, which is good for the country, right? It brings a lot more transparency to the transactions that are happening. It reduces the fraud for the customer
into
a tax base, right? Which is good for the overall growth. So, you know, our business has seen exceptional growth this year, both in terms of number of retailers, but also in terms of how many transactions the retailers are doing. So I'll give you an example. Before demonetization, let's say a customer was doing one transaction, those customers are now averaging 3 transactions in a month. So just that mental awareness of digital has raised processing volume dramatically in the customer's mind. Doing well. You know, we're scheduled to be break even in the first quarter of next year, but our focus is primarily on growth. So we're adding more retailers, as fast as we can get them going. We've got a sales force of about 200 people around India signing up new retailers. We sign up about 2,000 to 4,000 new retailers a month onto the network. And some months we've seen actually 10,000 retailers come on. So, you know, it's all around focused on growing our distribution network and growing the number of services that we're offering. So the fingerprint-based cash out is coming. The government has just finalized the regulations on the encryption of that. So we've been waiting for the encrypted devices to come onto the market to be able to offer that. Now the government is very keen on doing government-based payments on the digital channel, especially on the micro payment side. Mm-hmm. So doing a lot
benefits
around
payments
benefits, exactly. Mm-hmm. And just 10 days ago, the government now is allowing us to do inbound remittances. Mm-hmm. So we can't originate the remittance, but we can work with an origination partner and be the termination. Mm-hmm. So especially in the rural areas where it's very difficult for them to get a cash out out of a remittance, now they can come to one of our shops and be able to do a cash out for any money transfer from one of our partners. So that's just happened about 10 days ago, so we're actively out. Mm-hmm. That's one of the big initiatives, part of Money 2020, why we're here, to talk to those guys about how we can be that final mile to receive international remittances and give it out to the 600 million people in India that don't have a bank account. Okay. So we're about 350,000 retailers today. Mm-hmm. There are about 15 million retailers in our target customer segment. Yeah. So we have a long way to go to grow there. So India is our focus. We're gonna make this work. We've got the largest retail network across any of the providers, but we need to continue to run quickly to stay in the lead.